USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One federal agency is proposing a halt on all foreclosures until 2022. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau made the proposal on Monday, saying that millions of Americans are behind on their mortgages because of the economic effects of the pandemic. The CFPB would move to create a pre-foreclosure review period that would prevent mortgage holders from starting foreclosure proceedings until next year. The agency is also proposing what they call guardrails for loan servicers, so financial companies don't take a major hit as a result of the rule. The CFPB says that nearly 3 million homeowners are currently behind on their mortgages. And Montana's governor has tested positive for COVID-19. Governor Greg Gianforte is self-isolating after experiencing mild symptoms, according to a statement from his office. The governor plans to work from home for the next 10 days, and all his public events have been canceled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The next round of stimulus checks are on their way out the door. Tim Berg has that story.
A third batch of $1,400 stimulus checks is out the door. The latest round reportedly includes plus-up payments to those eligible for more money if their 2020 tax returns have been processed by the IRS. More than 130 million people so far have received checks that were authorized in the massive stimulus bill that was recently signed by President Biden. The IRS is urging taxpayers to get their taxes filed so they can take advantage of all money coming to them. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the CDC says that the UK variant of the coronavirus is now in all 50 states. New data from the agency shows that more than 15,000 cases of the highly transmissible variant have been reported in the U.S. Florida has more than 3,000 cases of the strain, the most in the country, with Michigan recording the second most, with more than 1,500 cases in the middle of a surge of new infections in that state. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is calling for a global minimum corporate tax rate. In a speech Monday to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, Yellen said that a standard tax rate would keep companies from relocating to different countries and end what she called a 30-year race to the bottom.
We're working with G20 nations to agree to a global minimum corporate tax rate that can stop the race to the bottom. Together, we can use a global minimum tax to make sure the global economy thrives based on a more level playing field in the taxation of multinational corporations, and spurs innovation, growth, and prosperity.
And the federal government won't require a COVID vaccination passport, according to the White House chief medical advisor. The concept of a passport in some form to provide proof of COVID vaccination has been contentious in the last few weeks, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing an executive order banning them in his state. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's not something the federal government is planning on requiring for business or travel. He tells Politico that will be left up to private entities.
And I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that. I'm not saying they should or that they would.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.